edition of the Nerd Watch. It is a special Nerd Watch podcast because today is the State of the Nerd Watch address.
Boo.
And we are here.
115 South Waukea.
That's right. 115 South Waukea Avenue.
USA.
That's
USA.
Right. Nerd USA. Watch. Nerd Watch. Nerd. No, we're here just kicking it with you guys on this Tuesday evening. Sorry for us being a little
115
late tonight. For those of you watching on Facebook Live, let me just tell you guys can watch us whenever we get on Facebook Live.
Whenever we eventually get on Facebook.
Yeah. You guys can listen to the podcast.
Not accurate.
You guys can listen to us on the podcast as well on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. I hope you guys have enjoyed the three big shows that I had put up that we had Basic
They're
AF,
huge.
Which is a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. And
they had small hands.
And, of course, you guys can like the Facebook page at facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on YouTube at The NerdWatch. And, of course, you can follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch.
You never post on the Instagram. It's more like...
I don't. I gave you guys...
Why even talk it up if we're never on it?
He wants to pretend like he's hip.
I want to pretend.
Oh, speaking of...
There's like a picture of him at a pizza parlor.
We never use. Did anyone... donate to the Patreon?
Yes, big shout out to Aaron Nakahara for donating. You are the man, sir. We certainly do appreciate
what's
that.
What's the topic?
Well, he didn't donate enough.
What?
No, I'm
just know what? Aaron, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about, Aaron? Just kidding. Anyway, people.
Cheese plugs? I know that's not real. That's why you don't want to grow it
that's
out.
That's why I'm growing out. Anyway, people, let me introduce my crew tonight. Of course, joining us to my far right, he is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board.
Adam Simon's asking how we can give money, and that's on the Patreon page.
I was going to say, just come to the store.
Or, well, if the money comes to the store, I ain't giving it to you. So you better give it to the Patreon and then she will get it.
Back to my introductions. He is the godfather of comic books, the chairman of the comic book board.
Yeah.
He is also...
I'm the hardest working man in show
business. He's the hardest working man in show business. And ladies and gentlemen, he has a store located here between the Sheiks.
I may not know karate, but I do know a comic.
Between the Sheiks, ladies and gentlemen,
they
it's our good friend... Danny Leaks in the house tonight.
That's not my name.
That is your name.
You had it good. It was like right up until that last part.
What if we called you Daddy Leaks PhD?
My name.
Dr. Leaks.
Dr. Leaks.
Time for love, Dr. Leaks.
Philip Masao Seki.
Every time.
You can use any of those names.
Every time I hear Dr. Leaks or even Daddy Leaks, I think he should have like a goblet with like a bunch of... with a bunch of jewels
Dr.
on it.
Dr. Leaks.
That gold goblet.
Hey, format. How much should we charge Adam Simon for you to punch him?
Is that what he asked?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much that format punch me?
Format's
we
not
we
that
can make that a tier on Patreon.
Is that like an erotic thing?
Could
that's
be.
Like a,
because
well,
that's going to affect pricing.
It's not going to be. Yeah. It costs more to have him choke you. So you got to be.
Yeah, you certainly do.
You don't want to spend all your money on something that you know.
I mean, where's he punching? Come on, let's get specific.
It's true. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the format, the gaming guru himself, Format, is in the house tonight as well. Also
he doesn't punch
tonight,
anybody, by the way. No. That's not something he regularly does.
Right.
He gives
you don't
want to
perpetuate negative stereotypes.
Yes. The man who he always, every week, tries to resist from punching, he is our comic book extraordinaire, the man who is the author of Kakui
you
Project.
Comic book you.
And, of course, Disco Thunder Groovebone.
Comic book extraordinaire.
And he is also the creator of The Nerd Watcher.
Made up words.
So congratulations to that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up
the Nerd Watch
for
mascot.
Todd Bernardi.
The Nerd
Watcher. He is
he's
in
a
the
raccoon
house tonight as well.
He likes to hide in butches and wash people.
That's exactly right.
Nice. Also joining us tonight, a man that has cinema knowledge second to none. He is kind of the latest
second
addition to,
none.
To the Nerd Watch show.
I don't know about
ladies
that.
And gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Aaron in the house
someone's
tonight.
Getting talked up it's really hot. Tonight.
I know.
Or as we call him, Single Aaron.
Single Aaron.
Because there's only one A in his name.
That is true.
That's like, it's crazy.
That's
my mind's blown.
Yeah. You could be. The next Aaron. That's good. Instead of A-Rod, you could be Aaron. All right, we'll talk you up like that.
What?
I can't even believe we spent that much time on that weak-ass joke.
Hey, stop it. That's a good joke. Also joining us tonight...
Can you explain to us how it's funny, then?
...is a party pooper. but he's also he's also a comic book aficionado. He is also a...
he does the regular pooping, too.
He's also the horror aficionado, and he is our punk rock superstar. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Napeepee... Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kennedy's in the house tonight as
ladies
well.
Gentlemen, ladies,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ganny.
Ganny.
I'll take it.
All right, good.
What's good for the goose is good,
good for the
Ganny.
It's awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here at 115 South Waukea Avenue, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday, and that means that you can get your hands on brand new comic books.
Even Inner City Romance
or,
number 5.
Or older comics like Inner City Romance.
Stop showing that. All right, so ladies and gentlemen.
It's got Bush, y'all.
115 South Waukea Avenue. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every single week, every single Wednesday, brand new comic books here in the store. You can subscribe to, you can make subscriptions as well if you live on Maui. So let's find out what's the latest and greatest in the world of the comic books.
Are you finished? What?
No, he's finished so he can speak.
Correct.
All new Wolverine number 30. Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows number 15. I don't care if you didn't underline it, Todd.
I didn't underline those. Those aren't...
Ben Reilly, The Scarlet Spider, number 13.
I did underline that. Woo, Clone Wars.
Dark Knight's Metal, number 5 of 6.
That one's coming out, too.
Yeah, it's going to be the Joker Who Laughs on that cover.
Finally.
So, Deathstroke Annual, number 1. Despicable Deadpool, number 293. Mm. Flash Annual, number 1. Galacticon, number 4.
What the hell is Galacticon?
It's Brendan Small.
It's some book that Travis has been trying to get a hold of for a while.
The guy who did Metalocalypse and other good animations in the early 2000s.
Adult Swim?
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Metalocalypse. Did you like Metalocalypse? I didn't like it.
I wasn't into it. You have to be a metal head to enjoy. It's all metal-specific humor.
Oh.
But not
you
a
like metal, right?
It's not the worst cartoon in the world, but it's too much metal for me.
Okay.
That's the devil's music.
Is it guys? You are right. It is the devil's music.
So does Galacticon have more metal?
Galacticon, Todd. Galacticon.
Yeah, have some respect for comics,
Todd.
Have
respect for comics.
Wow. I don't even.
I've never seen an attack this bad before in my life.
I don't.
Harley Quinn number 36. Have some respect for Harley Quinn.
Yes, please.
Not just a gimmick title.
Yeah, well,
Harley
Quinn. She needs to respect herself.
And leave that Joker. Incredible Hulk number 712. Jessica Jones number 16. JLA Doom Patrol Special number 1. There
you
go.
That one's a big one. I like that one.
Pull for Todd. I will not.
Pull for me.
Pull for Todd. I will not. That's good.
write it down there.
The new previews is out, of course. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 27. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, of course.
Yeah.
You're like making me skip all these good books. Moon Knight, number 191. That's
nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Awesome.
Motherlands, number 1 of 6. It's a DC book. I'm not too sure what that one is. Old Man Logan, number 34. Outcast by Kirkman and Azaceta. Paul Azaceta, who we interviewed on the Nerdwatch, not to toot your horn, G.
Hey, I often find
myself tooting your horn.
Thank you. Gross. I appreciate that.
Phoenix Resurrection, Return of Jean Grey, number 5 of 5. It's the final part of that one. Realm, number 5. Rick and Morty, number 34.
Mm.
Samurai Jack, Quantum Jack, number 4 of 5.
Ooh.
Silencer, number 1. That's DC.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's the Spider-Man looking guy.
No, that's Sideways.
Oh, who's Silencer? One.
Silencer is the assassin chick.
She's the girl Deadshot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She kind of looks like Deadshot a little bit.
Spawn 282, Spider-Gwen, number 28. She's not long for this world, so get her while you can.
Gross.
Yeah, they're canceling.
It did kind of gross. Get her while you
that's
can.
Not,
she's going to die soon, so that's you not, might as well just get her.
I meant her publishing run is going to end, and you should pick up the comic.
Get some of that.
Making it possible to talk like a person, because everything becomes a stupid innuendo about balls. And boobies.
Thank you.
And vaginas.
Thank you.
And all this. grow the F up, guys. Come on.
Thank you.
I'm almost done with this damn list.
Whatever.
Let me turn this car around.
Sorry, Dad.
I didn't realize Spider-Gwen was ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Format.
She's going to go on to appear in Harley Quinn.
Star Wars The Last Jedi DJ number 1. A comic book about DJ.
Wow.
Our favorite Star Wars
That's
Last
the
Jedi character.
Looking for.
Yes.
What?
How did he end up in that cell?
I don't know.
Just walked himself in there.
That's
the kind of thing that DJ would do.
What does he do with all that money after he leaves that Star Destroyer? That's the story I want to know. Hey, don't read my phone.
Sorry.
Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters number 1 of 3. Good job circling that one, Todd. That's actually a Netflix cartoon right now.
Oh, is it?
they rebooted Stretch Armstrong. So
he was due for a reboot.
Yeah. Let's see what else. That's
kind
of
it.
Oh, Tales of Suspense number 101.
Oh, cool.
Of 5. What?
That's what I was going through
last
week.
101 of 5. So that means it's going to be a 101.2 and
a
101.3.
It somehow stepped out of the quantum dimensional realm, and
that was the problem I was having last week.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can get
four
all those books
five,
here,
part two,
at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue.
Buy all of them.
Yes, Joe, come on down.
Especially
subscribe.
All them Spider Gwens.
You gotta come get them Gwens while you can. Yeah. Right here, 115 South Waikea Avenue. It is our good friends at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Now. Shut
up. Why does
up.
That make me sick to my stomach?
Every time you do it, I just want to...
I think some of you have heard, by the way, speaking of comic books while we are on the subject, a gentleman by the name of Marv Wolfman will be making his appearance at the Aloha Comic-Con.
What did he do again?
Hawaii Comic-Con.
Well, let me tell
he's
you.
Part Hawaii wolf.
Comic-Con. Amazing Hawaii
man.
Comic-Con.
Huh?
He's part wolf.
Oh, okay.
He created the new Teen Titans.
Yes, he did.
Well,
did
not created, you know, essentially created the new members of the new Teen Titans.
Created Nightwing.
Brought the team together, created Nightwing.
Yep.
Crisis on
Infinite Earths.
That team, not Damian Wayne's Teen Titans.
And forgive me, but he has a huge credit on X-Men too, and I should know this.
And he's also the creator of Blade.
Blade, there you go, Blade. That was a big one, Tomb of Dracula.
Oh, I'm
with Gene Colan.
VHS copy of the Wesley Snipes movie.
Blade.
A really bad one for him to sign it.
What?
Why don't you have him sign a copy of your comic book?
I don't have any Blade comics.
Well, I mean...
You don't have a Tomb of Dracula book?
Huh?
You don't have a Tomb
no,
of
Dracula? No,
that Tomb of Dracula, the
I
first appearance
you would
of Blade.
Be, yeah, I figured you'd be
Tomb
a guy
of Dracula
that would have
number
that.
No, I don't have stuff like that.
That's
read good
an
comics.
Expensive book.
Wow, yeah. That was an insult. Jeez.
Nothing
sorry,
against Marv Wolfman.
Damn.
When did Blade come out?
97?
No.
No.
97?
I thought you were talking about the movie because we're talking about Wesley Snipes.
Man,
sorry.
74.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But the best, if you want to see what the real Blade was like, your best bet is to tune into the Venture Brothers because there's a character who's actually a parody on the original Blade. Like, he's wearing the exact outfit he is on the cover of Tomb of Dracula number 10.
Nice.
Which is bell bottoms and an afro and, you know, big collar. Lapel jacket. And, yeah.
That'd be awesome if they brought Blade back like that. That's
in that
sick.
Fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Or just awesome. Do a flashback with Wesley Snipes dressed like that.
Oh, man. I still think that Wesley Snipes could pull off playing Blade.
He already said, like, don't give the part away because he'll kill them.
Yeah.
don't give Wesley Snipes part away.
Yeah.
He will kill you.
I agree.
Who owns the rights to that movie?
I believe.
I think Marvel got it
I
back.
I think Marvel
yeah,
did
Marvel's
get it back.
It.
Yeah, Marvel did get it back. Back. Yeah, there's no doubt about that because they were part of New Line, and then New Line, I think, because they didn't make a movie.
Another option ran out.
Yeah, they right exactly. The movie they didn't make a movie in time, so the option ran out. That's how.
That's how they got back
Daredevil.
Yeah,
that's how they got back Daredevil and Elektra.
So. Oh, that's yeah.
So they lost the option. But anyway.
And then they took them to Netflix.
Speaking of more comic books, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, and for those on this panel here, we got the new trailer. Can you believe it? It actually landed on a Tuesday. We got the brand new trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
So we can actually talk about it on the podcast.
Yes, unbelievable. Ant-Man and the Wasp starring Paul Rudd.
How come he
Evangeline
doesn't have
Lilly,
wings?
And
blasters.
Michael Douglas. After watching that trailer, I am very excited. Do we know who the director is yet?
It's the same guy as the last one.
Is it Peyton Reed?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, it is Peyton
Edgar
Reed.
Edgar Wright.
Stop it.
That explains the whole Pez thing at the end.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, I am sickened that Edgar Wright is not on this on the credits for that movie. But anyway, I'll move on.
Yeah, because he did have a lot of... isn't he credited as a writer, though?
He's credited as a writer, but not the director. I think he directed... I think he his the majority of his stuff is in there.
If I'm not mistaken, they actually used a lot of the stuff that he was developing for scenes.
They did. Matter of fact, I believe that the finale was his. With the Thomas the Train and the...
Dirty Pool.
Yeah, that's how you do it, man.
But then again, that thing was probably so far along in pre-production that there was no way to just be like, all right, let's just make something else because we don't want to get in trouble.
Creative differences. Go figure.
Weird.
Aaron.
With a corporate think tank. Imagine that.
Aaron, how are you doing, sir?
Good.
What'd you think of the trailer?
I'm for it.
Are you excited?
Totally. You can't stop it now.
Yeah. You sound
I mean, Ant-Man 1
like it
was
or not.
Great, so...
Right, the first Ant-Man was great. It was probably one of the better movies.
But I feel like they're gonna focus too much on Wasp. They might take it away from Ant.
They didn't really focus much on her in the In the trailer.
She had the more impactful scenes. She did. Yeah. In the trailer, though.
She didn't even speak.
That's right. That's fine, but they gave her the more exciting scenes.
Well, come on. It's a
She had zero lines in that whole trailer. It was all Paul Rudd.
No, she did it. At the beginning, she said, before she was in the suit.
And then the trailer goes on.
It's a Marvel movie. Women don't get lines.
Whoa! Whoa, how dare you?
Oh, yeah, because Black Widow has a ton of lines.
She's Russian. It's hard for her to speak
English. Would you feel like speaking if they kept you in a cage between scenes?
Damn.
Jeez. Holy crap.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, cow.
That's Marvel for you.
That's Marvel
In the mighty Marvel manner.
In the mighty Marvel manner.
It's not a cage.
Well, I tell you, getting back on point, I think that Ant-Man and the Wasp was like a very fun sequel to a very fun original film. So I heard Gannon thought he liked it. What about you, Todd?
I didn't say I liked it.
Did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Then
you didn't even actually ask me.
Gannon, what did you think?
Yeah, you went straight to Aaron.
You went straight to Aaron. Aaron's your best friend over there.
Yeah, I know.
He mistook you for him because you're both Portuguese.
I'm gonna pull you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it sucked because you guys liked it.
Wow, you're such a such a jerk.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it looked like it's just as much fun as the first movie. But I mean, and I'm gonna get assaulted as being a hater on this, but it just kind of looked like more of the same kind of movie to me.
And I think for Ant-Man, I think that's probably what we're looking for. I'm guessing is we're looking for more of the same. I mean, to be fair, to your point.
Hey, when you're talking about Paul Rudd, give me all the Rudd you can get.
I will say, load it on. The one negative for
Why
Ant-Man
is everything
is
got
to
be a penis
it
joke?
Was forced to have to do a post-Civil War story.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been nice to kind of see them explore a story that didn't have to do a post-Civil War story, but there was no other way they could avoid it.
I think the connective tissue is just going to be flimsy anyways. You got to work
they
Michael
Douglas.
They
flat out address that
they're
on the run.
But it's like, this is where you start. Yeah, obviously, in the timeline. Who cares? Yeah. I don't think the rest of the movie
is
going to be like...
This is definitely pre-Infinity War, I would guess.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Even if Infinity War comes out first.
They're like... Crazy about that Infinity War, right, guys? At the very beginning.
Remember when I had to jump into Thanos' ear and then punch his eardrum? That was nuts.
Because this does come out after Infinity War.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a funny feeling it's pre-Infinity War.
Okay. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Todd, what did you think of it?
We'll know by the opening scene.
Did you like it? I know you're not a Marvel guy. We get it. But did you appreciate it for what it was?
I would be really interested to see what kind of role the Wasp actually gets. Like if she has a larger role, and she's not this damsel in distress, I would think it would be great.
She's not going to be a damsel in distress.
Yeah.
She ran across a knife.
My worry
for her character is she's not going to speak much.
There's no scenes with her, and
in the trailer,
and Ant-Man together. Mm. So like what I think is going to happen is
there are a few shots.
I think they're going to get separated. And the whole movie's going to be about them trying to reunite.
Get back together.
And I think that they're both going off to fight the same battle on separate sides of the battlefield.
Okay.
So I think that I think it's going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp, and then Marvel's going to be like, but we're not going to put them together in a scene.
Interesting.
And so I think that
that would kind of flesh her out as an independent character.
Would actually.
But I think that Ant-Man's going to have to come save her eventually.
You think so?
I think that that's what's going to be.
I'll bet you they're not.
We'll see.
I'll bet you.
We'll
Scott,
see.
Is Scott Lang
I'm
gonna...
$5 on it right now.
Wow. All right.
I mean, to be honest,
$5 for
I think the magic, the magic is going to be Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas together because that worked in the first one. So I'm guessing that they're going to rely on that.
We need another Marvel movie about white guys that are like, you know, buddies.
All right, so what the hell, man?
Whoa, you just killed Jesus.
They just made Black Panther, for God's sake.
No kidding, man.
There's like two white guys in that
whole
movie.
There's a whole bunch of Wakandans in that movie, man.
You know,
Get over yourself.
And you know what's funny about that? The two white guys that are in that movie are almost... the whole part of the trailer for Black Panther.
That's not
true. How dare you?
So and then the last 10
true.
Seconds is like frame flashes of Michael B. Douglas.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's it.
So not
Michael
true.
B. Douglas. They set up the entire premise with two white guys talking to each other in a room.
Yeah.
And then
it was flashes
of Black Panther.
You should be so excited because the white dudes are the villains then. You should be so happy about
that.
Because
I'm a self-hating white guy?
Yeah, you are a total self-hating white guy.
Yeah,
totally.
Have some pride.
Have some... have a little bit of
be like
pride.
G and understand the power.
Have a little
in
bit
the
of,
pride.
Have a little bit of backbone, would you?
I know, man. I'm sorry. No, I just think that they're going to set it up, and they think that they're going to be like they're doing something clever but it's really just going to
be... Yes, sir. Are you addressing stuff. Facebook Live?
Adam Simon, Suicide Squad featured no suicides. Wrong. Pretty sure that Slipknot knew that he was going to die.
I think Diablo knew he was going to die.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Diablo. Yeah. Self-sacrifice.
I think he's in
but
the next
he's
one,
alive, though. So he didn't
now,
die.
Now, speaking of Suicide Squad...
And June, Enchantress, she told him to kill her if he had
she
to.
Did. She did. Did we see the trailer for... And this was a while back.
Adam Simon's other point.
What is... Good Lord.
When Ant-Man and the Wasp toys are released, it'll be Ant-Man and the Ant-Man.
Did anybody happen to see the trailer for the animated Suicide Squad?
No. What?
No. Interesting.
Anybody's head blow up?
Yeah, I just no. But there's a new one for that. Also, did anybody have a chance to see the trailer for the because it's out now, the animated Batman film Gotham by Gaslight, which is one of my favorite comics.
I downloaded it and I still haven't watched
that
it.
That is one of my favorite comics of all time. One of my favorite comics I ever read.
Is out now?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I've had it downloaded for like a week.
Yeah. Is it on any streaming service or you got to buy it?
Right now you have to buy it. It's
you should probably be able to pirate it somewhere.
I don't pirate.
Whoa. We don't do that here at the Nerd Watch.
I don't know how you Portuguese do things, all right?
That's racist. I don't. That's accurate, but racist.
You can.
I'm just gonna assume everything you say applies to Aaron.
You could try to rent it. I know
for a fact he buys his movies.
I do too because he sees I'm a
pirate.
Yes, he has a website called Now This Is Entertainment, and he shows us what he purchases.
Right,
unless he's lifting it from the back of trucks, which I don't know. It's possible.
How many puts his Facebook Live on as soon
how
as
many
he's
trucks
just
do you think are out there delivering movies? By the way,
it's like the back of pirate trucks.
Well, why do you think I work for FedEx?
Oh, he just gave up a secret. Damn.
Yeah. Nobody's going to watch this.
It fell off a truck. Yeah.
So here's the question.
I was driving that truck.
I have a question just because I'm curious for you guys. I have a massive amount of affection for Gotham by Gaslight, the comic book. I've read it like 6 and 7 times.
Look,
it's been a long time. It was the one
Batman
comic.
Back when they used to light lamps with gas.
The reason why I have such fond memories of Gotham by Gaslight is because it was one of the first comics.
He hasn't read the book.
No. It was one of the first. the reason why I have such fond memories of it is because my father was the guy who was my dad was the one who bought it for me. So when he brought this graphic novel in and it had this very Victorian-looking Batman on
I started
reading.
You're like
leaning towards. What's it about?
Because
though?
my dad came home and he goes, "Listen, I think you'll like this. This is Batman versus Jack the Ripper." That's how he portrayed it. And
I was
Batman,
like, "Batman, but he's drawn funny,
right?" Stop it.
He's drawn a little lumpier than usual.
So when
his neck is really long and he has a pot belly.
So when he
pretty
said
much.
That, I got excited, and I was like, wow.
You know, like E.T.
The story's really good, though. You guys got to admit,
Mignola
the story's
art.
Really fun, and I thought it was really – I enjoyed it a lot. I really liked it. I've read that comic a lot, and I think it's a great comic.
But what's it about?
It's basically Batman
Gotham
versus
by Gaslight, the first Elseworlds book? Possibly.
Wasn't
Speeding Bullets before that?
No. This
really?
Is the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so without a doubt –
Yeah, Gotham by Gaslight did not have the Elseworlds emblem on it.
No, I think it did.
It did?
I think it was the official first Elseworlds.
I don't remember.
I'm looking at the cover in my mind, and I'm not like that circle Elseworlds.
Sure. No, because my memory of it when it first came out was kind of at the height of the Keaton era movies. Then that book kind of came out around that time. And if I'm not mistaken, they made a big deal out of that being the first branded Elseworlds.
Right. Because
if
I remember the cover was the English looking.
Yes, Elan Giddings. I guess it was the first.
It was the English looking lamppost, and wasn't Batman like crouched and he's in a crouched position?
Yeah, well,
it
was a three
Batman cover ever.
Batman
good
cover.
Guess.
Yeah, that's like
there's
you
three.
Know,
there's actually
hunched over.
There's three books, so there's
above
three different covers.
You know that picture of Batman where he's just you know doing this on a building and looking down,
and his face
he's
is obscured by shadow. Yeah,
you guys are jackass.
His cape is out. You know which book I'm talking about.
I hate all of you. Yes, sir.
I think it's yourself you hate the most.
Yeah,
but,
I do.
So and Batman was like he's out at night.
Yeah, you
are
know
you piling
when they
on, Tom? Is that what's happening right now?
You know what's actually kind of cool is that they almost made a video game based on that book.
That would have been
there's
sick.
Actually, if you go on YouTube, you can actually see preliminary work, like down to graphics and some gameplay. Yeah.
You know who's working on it?
I have no idea what company. I can't remember. But there's video footage of the game in action. It looks pretty cool.
It's pretty standard stuff. You know, him standing in the shadows with his mask and his cape.
You guys are jerks. I hate you.
You know, the stuff you were guessing.
Yeah, all the stuff I was guessing. But anyway, other than that, I had an interesting, speaking of movies, And I learned this from our good friend Aaron, Aaron, at from Now This Is Entertainment.
Are you guys dating?
A little bit.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Why do you think we keep coming back?
Yeah.
A lot of emphasis on this.
There, we have a finished script for the third Bill and Ted movie.
Yes.
Yeah, we, yeah. But isn't we that been that. For a while?
That's not new information.
No,
by
well,
the way.
Today was official.
Yeah,
but this is
because it came from Aaron.
Yeah.
Well, and it's kind we've of known news. About this for a while.
Hey, let Aaron
because
finish.
It officially came from Aaron.
That's right.
Now he's making yeah. an announcement.
That's right.
Go, G.
Let the new guy have this. Yeah.
Well, I think the big part of the announcement is they said what the storyline was going to be.
Right. And what which was?
They're going old. Back in time to see their younger selves.
Yeah, you know, like they did in the second movie.
Pretty much.
But now they got families, they got kids.
Bill
they're
and
married.
Ted go back to the future, part two.
Bill and Ted.
Actually, if you watch the Shout Factory Blu-ray, they have the two of them together in the behind the scenes documentary, yeah. And it's actually pretty damn awesome to see the two of them together. That's the one thing where I was just like, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that movie now that I've yeah. seen that. Because at first it's kind of like,
it's like a more refined Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
The fact, you know what I like
you
about
can
it?
Get away with Beavis and Butthead because they're animated. Bill and Ted, you're just like, do I want to see these guys?
Of course I do. Yeah. You want to? Hey, do you want to see Jay and Silent Bob?
I don't know yet because when he finally makes that Jay and Silent Bob reboot, I'll see how I feel about it when that first
yes.
trailer comes out.
Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan.
Ted Theodore Logan.
Yes. Together, we are the Wild Sands.
The Wild
we know
Stallions.
Their names, Lika. I don't know why.
Ha-ha! That's their names!
That's their names!
Exactly! Adam quoted something he found on Google.
Yep.
Well done.
I think it's very exciting that Keanu Reeves, considering the fact that he is... had such success with John Wick and with other
still
films.
Still does. He's doing the third one right
he's
now.
Still doing the third
this
one.
This isn't going to be...
And he's the executive true. Producer of the...
Of
the
right.
show, that's TV show.
The TV show that's coming out for John Wick. It's going
to
be a TV show.
Supposed to appear on it, too, I think.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And then on top of that, Alex Winter retired from acting to direct, and he was doing documentaries and things
he
of that nature.
He almost did a remake of The Gate, and I'm so disappointed he didn't get to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
At least not so far. I don't know if he's still trying.
But he's coming out... I guess he's coming out of retirement.
Alex Winter was... He did some really weird stuff with Liquid Television. I don't know if
he
you remember,
did a
like,
great,
on MTV.
He did a great movie that he directed, which no one really pays attention to, called Freaked.
No, he directed that?
Yes.
That's an amazing movie. Of
Keanu
course,
Reeves
I know
is in that one too.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is.
Is he one of the Rastafari
eyes? He's the dog boy.
He's the dog boy.
He's the dog boy.
He's the dog boy.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. Anyway, that's with and Freaked is with Randy Quaid as well. Very good movie, by the way.
You should see Randy Quaid's latest work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
He's fantastic. Go look on YouTube for Randy Quaid.
No,
it's
don't.
Really
do
good stuff. What he's doing now is amazing. It's mind blowing stuff.
Did he?
It's like
arrested.
A public racist rant or something, right?
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
Is it good stuff?
It's good stuff.
Is it? Okay. I would just guess.
He makes his girlfriend put on a mask of, I think, Rupert Murdoch, and he just...
Oh, that was a while ago, but yeah I know. That was
good stuff, man.
Yeah, that was his latest thing.
Good
I do
stuff.
Remember that. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Batman's in the Dark Knight.
You're such a jerk. but yeah, I'm very excited to see Bill and Ted on the screen again. I'm just kind of curious.
But do you think Keanu Reeves can really channel... Ted again.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I will not put anything past Keanu Reeves. I think Keanu Reeves can do anything.
I think, he's the one.
Yeah.
He is. He is the one.
Like he could play a Japanese
and how hard is how really hard how hard is it yeah. really?
Hey, he's certainly closer than Tom Cruise
to do
was.
the Bill and Ted thing. To be honest, I mean, you only have a few
they
lines.
They should have got him to be in the
you
wall.
You know, you don't have a lot to Damon. Say as Bill and Ted. All you do is you do excellent, and then you just kind of move on.
How dare you?
And you got to do this. You got to.
You'd be surprised how much work they put into those characters.
Oh
no!
I'm not saying
they put a lot of thought into those characters.
No,
more
no.
than you would think.
No, I agree. What I'm saying is though, it's like for them to get right back into that mode shouldn't be that difficult. For
oh,
them.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of rehearsals and stuff like that before they ever go in front of a camera.
I bet you being.
It's not they're just going to wing it. And be like, you know what, we could do this.
I bet you being 50 year old.
An improv Bill and Ted movie. I would watch that. Oh,
50.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, you did. Mark that time. It's 29:12.
Sorry.
29:12. Anyway, when
you
I
watched the shiz out of that.
Yeah. What I do think is interesting about that.
Yeah, only jizz.
Is that I would love to hear the rehearsals for that because
it's kind of funny.
They're 50-year-old men who are doing Bill and Ted, and that's pretty cute. So so good luck to them.
How old is Kevin Smith?
No, but I think it's
funny.
He's
in his mid to late 40s, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still cute then.
Yeah.
you know.
Once you hit that 5-0.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to talk, too, for that one.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
Where's Pauly Shore?
Jason Mewes
doing an amazing Stephen Miller. That's where Pauly Shore is. God, he was born for that role. I am Stephen Miller, Pauly Shore, yes.
Pauly Shore actually revisited the weasel on Comedy Bang Bang, if you ever watch it.
I do watch Comedy Bang Bang.
You saw that episode?
I missed that episode.
Yeah. One of the earlier ones.
God, I gotta watch that.
They do the history of Comedy Bang Bang over the years, and they show the 90s era of comedy. Of course, there was none, but Pauly Shore as the weasel.
It's a good show. I like Comedy Bang Bang. And they have all my favorite comics on it.
There should definitely be an Encino Man, too.
Richard Lawrence is the best thing about the show.
Now where's Brendan Fraser now?
We need him back.
Didn't he get his cavewoman at the end?
Let me tell you,
Didn't the cavewoman come back at the end?
He did, but the fact of the matter is...
Was there a TV movie sequel? I want to say there was.
There's something
there.
Yes, Disney put out Disney put out a TV movie sequel.
And that's what ruined Pauly Shore's career.
I'm going to take a really quick detour, and it's not going to last on because I know none of you guys have seen this.
Okay, go ahead.
Did any of you guys watch those Disney movies? It was a series. There were three of them.
Uh-huh.
Almost Human, with Alan Thicke as the father.
I remember it.
Yes.
And Chip, the android son.
Yes.
And he was like learning how to be human. It was like Small Wonder, but with the boy.
That's why I didn't like Almost Human, because I had seen Small Wonder. It's like, they're doing the same thing.
It wasn't the same thing. It was awesome.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Why would you bring that up, just curiously?
He said, I have no idea.
Bringing up random things that none of us care about.
You guys ever watch the Dirty Dancing TV show?
Oh,
no, so good. So good.
What?
So good.
Did it exist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
There was a Ferris Bueller TV show.
What?
There was a Police Academy TV show.
I remember the Ferris Bueller TV show.
Ferris Bueller started the same time as Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Right.
And they were thinking.
What?
Yes. Right. And they were thinking the Ferris Bueller show was going to be the one that was a hit, because that was the sequel to the movie.
Parker Lewis was the show that worked out.
Do you remember one of the worst adaptations of a John Hughes movie that came to television?
Which one?
Uncle Buck.
There was an Uncle Buck.
That's right.
There was an Uncle Buck show. Yeah, I remember that.
Uncle Buck was awful.
Yeah.
That was an awful show.
Who did they get to play Uncle Buck? Because it wasn't John Candy.
It wasn't. It was,
Mike Epps.
I can't remember.
Mike Epps.
Omar Epps?
No. not
Mike Epps.
Mike Epps.
You guys talking about Higher Learning now? That's my jam.
That's your jam?
I love that movie.
That's when Black Lives Matter was Black Lives Matter. That's what that was. No?
Please don't do that.
Or only talk like that for the rest of the show.
Oh, okay.
Either don't do that or do it the rest of the show.
I do like Higher Learning. That's a great John Singleton movie, by the way.
Incredible movie.
Incredible. John Rappaport, I named the only white guy in the cast.
No, he wasn't. Christy Swanson was in that.
Menace, that's right.
Yeah, Menace. Don't be a menace to society while sipping your gin and juice in the hood.
Yeah.
Where they do that nod to Higher Learning. They drop off Omar Epps at school, and they turn their back on him and walk away. They're like, oh, man, I'm so proud of that guy. And then he gets shot by Remy.
Well, listen.
That was a good crossover.
Good time. Moving on this evening, Gannon, you said that you saw a couple of flicks this week. What did you get to see?
Not very recent-ish ones.
And you saw a very cool trailer, which I did, too, and you can tell us about it. Hereditary.
Oh, yes, Hereditary.
Thanks for being on it.
Hereditary, yes. I watched that trailer. It was good. Anyway.
could you inform the people?
No, this is a movie that was
It
was just shown at Sundance, and it's gotten a lot of rave reviews. I cannot remember the name of the director for the life of me.
But I don't either.
But Tony Collette is in it.
Yes.
And
Too Scary is what they said.
Who's the actor that I saw in the trailer? Gabriel Byrne is in it.
Yes, Gabriel Byrne.
It's in the wheelhouse of the kind of movie I'm starting to hate right now in horror. But
which is?
It looks really... I'm really starting to get tired of these. There's a haunting in the house and a family being... I'm really getting
sick
of that movie.
There's a movie coming out this Friday called Winchester.
Like a good
movie.
Huh?
There's a new movie coming
out. Yeah, and I have zero
interest. Insidious Part 9.
But yeah, exactly. Those are the movies I'm starting to kind of lose my crap over.
Right,
Hereditary looks like it might be an exception, and it looks really, really good.
So,
is it Hereditary?
Shut up.
You know what's pretty creepy? The new TurboTax commercials with the little stuffed animal thing.
Yeah, the lady
hiding in the closet.
That is weird.
I haven't seen them.
Did you see the David Schwimmer Skittles commercial?
Yeah, that was crazy too.
He has a Skittles commercial?
Yeah, he does for the Super Bowl.
What? Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Pretty bad.
Is he having that hard of a career where he has to shill for Skittles?
Listen, when you're making a Super Bowl commercial, you do get
I think this is his
up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He sees right now as an opportunity for a comeback because he looks so much like Adam Driver True, he's like, now's my time.
Quick question on Hereditary, just to get back to the point.
I don't know anything about this movie, so I hope you're not asking for anything deep.
Oh, no. I kind of was, and maybe Aaron knows.
What's a Toni Collette?
When it played at Sundance, did it get picked up by anybody? Any studio?
A24 isn't putting it
out. A24 picked it up? Okay, cool.
They're kind of becoming... I think they're going to end up being the new Lionsgate.
Yeah.
Because they
picked up a lot of cool
Lionsgate
stuff.
Is a very, very small distributor when it started off. Yeah. And little by little, it's gotten to the point where they can do Hunger Games now.
That's
and awesome. The Saw films.
Yeah.
And
that's what we should do.
They're like the quintessential studio in Hollywood that starts off putting out the smaller horror films. But because they're very cheap movies, they make so much money that they're finally in a position of making bigger stuff. Mm. Same thing with New Line Cinema with the Freddy films. So I think A24 is going to be the next Lionsgate.
Fantastic. Yeah, they've been putting out...
Because a lot of the genre stuff they're putting out is the stuff that's really getting a lot of attention.
It's very cool. It's very eclectic stuff. Check them out. Hereditary. We don't want to ruin it, but go watch the trailer.
It comes out in June, I think.
Watch the trailer. It looks really...
I don't know how wide a release is going to get, but it's June.
It looks really scary. You got to check it out for sure. What movies did you see?
I saw The Kill List by Ben Wheatley. That one goes back a little ways, though.
Yeah, about
it's not a very recent release at all.
2012, I think, or 13.
Something like that. Yeah. It goes back a ways. Yeah. And then I also saw another movie called Radius, which I don't know. It's a Canadian production, I think, so I don't know how out there it is for America.
Right.
But Radius is a cool Twilight Zone premise, just kind of stretched a little too far to make a film work.
What, about 90 minutes, I'm guessing?
Well, yeah. But I mean, the basic framework is that this man wakes up from a car accident. He can't remember anything. And everywhere he goes, people are dead.
Wow.
But then he can see that there's still civilization out there. If he sees a TV, he can see there's still people out there.
Yeah.
Turns out everywhere he's going, anybody within about 100 feet of him die.
Wow.
Yeah. So the movie, I don't want to really say anything further than that, but anywhere he goes, people are dying. So
eventually, hence the name Radius.
Exactly. So eventually he secludes himself in a home, trying to stay away from everything. But a woman comes to see him, and she doesn't die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she really a woman?
Yes.
He passed it on to her, and now she has the radius.
I wish it was that interesting.
Do you recommend people watching it? Or?
I mean, if you like Twilight Zone-ish type of stories, then yes.
I do.
The twist to it is kind of cool. Some people will probably see it coming. Some probably won't. The actual explanation as to why it happens is a little weak sauce, but the movie's not bad. It's pretty good.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Radius available on video, I'm guessing. You know?
I'd have to guess. I didn't really look that hard. I downloaded it somewhere.
Aaron, you saw a couple of movies as well. What'd you watch?
Legal.
Thursday I watched Maze Runner.
The Death
the
Cure.
The last one. Yeah.
They cure death?
They do.
They get out of the maze?
Wes Ball has directed the entire trilogy, and I've heard that this one is actually pretty good.
It's very action-oriented. Very sci-fi diehard.
Cool.
It's a lot of running.
Sci-fi diehard. Wow.
Pretty much.
I like it.
Oh. Now
it's a sci-hard.
I also heard that it was one of the longest of the movies. It's 2 hours and 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Yeah.
Wow. Is it worth everybody's time to go see if they've seen the other two?
If you've seen the other two and you enjoy it, then yeah.
Okay.
Is it obvious which stunt that guy got hurt on in the movie? Because didn't he get hurt making that one?
Yeah. Oh, Dylan O'Brien.
Dylan O'Brien?
Yeah.
You can kind of figure out which one got him hurt.
So in other words, you paid for this one, but you went into a different theater because this movie was too long.
No. Aaron's a trooper. He watches all of them.
Yeah. I mean, the whole reveal of the cure thing or whatever, you know, it's kind of disappointing, really. It's not really that
exciting,
mind-bending and blowing away. But I like the different stages each movie took, because the first one was in the maze. Second one was kind of like a rip-off zombie flick.
Oh.
And then now this one is more,
I have both of the original
more action oriented.
I have both the both movies, and I have yet to watch them. So I'm really excited to see.
Why do you have them?
Nothing I've ever heard about any of these movies dispels my feeling that they're complete and utter crap.
Well, I tell you what.
Wow.
You should give You should just give them a try.
It's actually
I watched like a solid 20 minutes of one of the movies, and people were like, you know, telling me all the backstory and like, yeah, this and that, and they're super into the scene, and I'm watching and I'm like, this looks like garbage.
Well, you got to remember too, it's also based on a book that was very popular.
Young adult book.
Sure, yeah.
Young adult. What's, like those Harry Potter.
What's the second film that you watched, sir?
Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Ah, you watched Killing of a Sacred Deer, the movie that I liked. What'd you think?
It's pretty messed up.
Yes, it is.
But it's like Mother. It's hard to not think about it later on.
Right.
And like Mother, within all that, there is moral that they're trying to tell. You know, there's like a
right, right. It's a morality. It. Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to tell
you. About
you,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I
so,
think so.
So for those of you guys that don't know what Killing of the Sacred Deer is, it's with Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman. And it's essentially it is a psychological thriller.
Who's the deer?
Well,
which one looks more like a deer to you?
I can't tell you.
Nicole
it's available. It's available on video now. Just know it's a doctor, and something happened in his past, which is going to catch up to him.
He killed somebody's pet deer.
And let's leave it at that.
You got a little frisky.
If I give any more away,
the deer was sacred.
If I give any more away,
it's essentially a revenge flick.
It is. You know, it's a revenge flick.
He got caught humping a deer.
The guy who directed The Lobster is the guy who directed
slang
this
for humping.
One. So.
Killing a sling for humping.
But I've never seen a more rip-off
of Stanley
Kubrick.
If you do it right, it's kind of the same
Kubrick.
Thing.
Yeah, right?
Like, if Kubrick was alive, I think he would be really proud.
Yeah,
he was very Kubrick.
Yeah,
only
very
nobody's
sure.
watching.
I haven't wanted to see that one, though. I haven't wanted to see that one.
Yeah,
I saw a movie, Greg.
Yes, you did? What'd you see?
What Happened to Monday?
Oh, you did with Noomi Rapace.
What kind of stuff do you see 5 minutes of in that movie?
Stop it. Don't say it.
Wait.
Hey, you know what? He's a cunning linguist. He can figure out
how
to tell
us. I have to make mention of this because I couldn't not notice it, is in the past few years, especially with streaming shows, the instances...
Can you tell us in vivid detail?
You're going to do this.
I'm not going to say naughty words. I'm just going to say the all instances right. of visual, like, they don't
have
even
pan
away. Have
you ever watched a cat clean
they
itself?
They don't hint at it. They're like making the camera's like in the guy's face while kind of linguist is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Geez,
like you're watching it happen. There's no like pan away and you just hint at it.
Man, I'm sweating.
Sorry. I'm just saying the instances in the past few years have like
what time
multiplied.
Was it?
41.
Are you what?
You can say that.
I do. There is something interesting. Speaking of streaming shows,
well, the reason I say that is because I'm also watching The Path.
Yeah,
episode 1 and episode 2 both have like 5 minute scenes.
Okay, but what's the movie actually about?
What Happened to Monday?
We still don't know what the hell that movie's about.
I just told you.
It's about.
So that's what happened to Monday.
Actually, it was Thursday.
He was trying to find it, and he accidentally ate it.
You guys are horrible, man.
Okay, right.
All right,
you know, okay, but you know the premise of the movie is there. It's the future. There's no siblings allowed. You're only allowed one child. They have this thing called the Child Allocation Bureau, which takes all the siblings and supposedly is putting them into cryo sleep or whatever. And so that's the basis of the movie. But these seven identical twins, identical whatever, septuplets, they all live and they're named after a day of the week. And they take turns going out. You know, Monday goes out on Monday and Tuesday goes out. And so they've lived their whole life this way. And Willem Dafoe is the grandfather. He's not in much of the movie. He's like the first quarter of it.
It sounds like I like those dystopian futures, like Children of Men.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a Snowpiercer kind of thing. Yeah. It's like, I like those, dystopian futures.
Speaking of
I saw an Eskimo X-rated movie called Snowpiercer.
Stop it. There's an interesting, shut up. You guys are idiots. There is an interesting movie that is going to be coming straight to Netflix.
That's not the sequel.
Is that
Ice Fishing?
They're making a TV series of Snowpiercer. Did you guys see that?
Really?
Yeah, they're going to turn that into a TV series.
I guess that could work.
I don't know how,
though.
Would it be about
the kid who's in the, in the engine?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
one whole episode is the kid running.
You're going to get a whole series out of a train? I mean, it could get kind of boring, I think.
Well,
depends, I guess.
Netflix has got, like I said, Netflix is got some
Lost
really
was
good
just
stuff.
A bunch of people stuck on
and I tell
island.
You what, since we're talking about sci-fi and dystopian futures,
this month.
Aaron has already said it. Duncan Jones' latest film is coming to Netflix called Mute. He has been working on this for decades.
Oh, really? Is that dystopian though?
Apparently, it's
like a Blade Runner kind of thing.
Yeah, that's like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
But
so they're being hunted by.
No, that's not the premise. That's just what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So we don't really know. All we know is that he's been working on this for a long time. He wanted
Isn't
to
supposed
do this.
To be like a spiritual successor to Moon.
He said that this came
it's
way
a
before
silent film.
Moon.
Oh.
Sam Rockwell read the script, loved the script, wanted to be the guy in Mute, and Duncan Jones told him no.
Why are you so excited about this?
Because what's fascinating.
Because he was talking about Sam Rockwell.
You're talking to me like you're mad about it.
Because Paul Rudd's in it.
Yeah, because Paul Rudd is in it. And the fascinating thing is that he felt, Duncan Jones felt so bad
Marvel
that he had to tell Sam
cage.
Rockwell no, that he wrote the script for Moon for Sam Rockwell. That's how bad
so
he felt.
So he's like,
it.
Hey, you know that script you're really excited about? I can't put you in it, but I got this other one you don't know anything about.
Right.
I can put you in that one instead.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of like a consolation
prize. It is a consolation prize.
That was a good movie.
Great. Moon's a fantastic
movie.
And it was done during the writer's strike.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually was. It was already being made while the writer's strike was going on. I
believe that's why it's so good, is because they got some people that were probably working on something else that couldn't work anymore.
Well, I tell you what, it's if you've never seen Moon, you should. It's fantastic. So, yeah, great film. Anyway, we only have a few minutes left here in the show, ladies and gents.
Time for dancing.
now the time.
Take your shirts off. Let's go.
Head dancing. Yeah.
Did you hear they're making Sister Act 3?
No, they're not.
That's not true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they did. I think it was called 9/11.
Oh, man.
Whoopi Goldberg's in it. Look it
up. She's in it. That was awful. Yes, sir.
The Dundee movie. It's going to be like...
Okay, here's the thing.
They were saying that it wasn't happening, and now it's happening.
Okay, no.
No, it's a Super Bowl commercial.
It's a Super Bowl commercial.
Super Bowl commercial. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Dundee.
Because I saw another trailer for it after the announcement.
And there's like way more cast in it all of a sudden. Yeah, it's just a commercial thing.
Yeah,
they're just hyping it up.
Yeah, they're
hyping
it up. It's
like Australian tourism.
It's very cool. It's very cool, I think.
I mean, a Crocodile Dundee sequel.
Just make a movie already.
Cast.
Well, they flew all these guys out to Australia, obviously, so why not just make a stupid movie?
No, they all live there. They all live in
Australia. They're all from Australia, obviously.
That's why they're making Australian
Chris Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth.
Yes. Is Margot that why
Margot
Danny,
Robbie,
whatever
Hugh Jackman.
Is that why his hair's like that?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Crowe lives there, but he's from New Zealand.
Yes, Russell Crowe does live there, but he is
from
New Zealand.
But that's like the same thing.
Ooh, don't tell that to an Australian man.
It's pretty much the
same
thing.
Ooh, man, you do not want to say that.
They both say g'day, so it's the same thing.
They do not.
Aborigines and Kiwis, what's the difference?
Oh!
What? What happened?
We do not condone this kind of talk here.
Yeah. Australians say g'day. Kiwis say, hey, boo.
I'm not laughing.
Shut your pie hole.
That's what they do say that.
They do say
true.
It's very true. There is something else on the horizon that we got to finally see. It's not,
hold my hand,
it's not much, but we did get a photo on the set of the new
Captain
Halloween
Marvel?
Film.
Oh.
You saw Michael Myers in the shot?
What?
He's in there.
I
a
did
photo?
Not. The Nick Castle was in there.
He's in there.
Did I miss it?
He's
photo?
In the shot.
Yeah.
Of Halloween.
David Gordon Green is the director.
Actually, they released two shots because, well, I guess that one wasn't released.
Really?
But there was one of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
And she has the long hair, like, for the original film.
I saw that. Now, my question is this. What if we are being led down a primrose path here? What if John Carpenter wants...
What the
wants...
hell is a primrose path?
Okay, I don't have time to explain it, but what
that
if...
That sounds like a fancy college term.
What if
John Carpenter is gaslighting us.
Right. What if he is gaslighting us? What if...
It's so out of character for him.
If he is doing this... And
all he
this
wants
is,
to do is play killer synth
David
music.
Gordon Green is directing it. The guy who's known for his comedies. We've got guys like... David Gordon Green directed like Prince Avalanche with Paul Rudd.
It's Michael Myers.
And Peter Jackson was known for making spider films before he did Lord of the Rings.
But what I'm saying is that what if John Carpenter is doing this, and Danny McBride's part of it, what if he's doing this as a parody of his own Halloween movie?
No.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
Okay. All right, I hope not.
He said no to money for this franchise for so long that I don't think he would all of a sudden be like, hey, you know what, not only do
he's
I want money, let's
with
completely
Omar
make fun of it at the same time.
Wasn't
it doesn't
the
sound
news?
At all like his character at all.
Okay. All right, I'm just checking.
I'm so firmly a believer of the fact that these guys had a concept that even he was just like, you know what, I want to see that.
All right, I'm
to
with
get
you,
Nick Castle out of. I mean, he hasn't even acted in all these. I don't think he's directed in years.
I agree.
Since
you.
Him and Mariah broke up, I mean, he's been.
You guys know how Nick Cannon was in the first Halloween, right?
Yeah, right.
Was he like -10 came out?
I like how Nick Cannon
hell,
and
is he
Nick
even 30
Castle
yet?
They ironically are the same. So weird.
They're the same person, right?
Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah. He's in that picture. That
I thought you guys
picture.
Were talking about the guy that was married to Jessica What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, that guy. Who?
I don't know.
He's not good with names.
He's horrible.
He thinks we're talking about the other guy from Wayne's World, not Garth.
Oh.
He thinks you're talking about that Mike Myers.
You mean Mike Myers?
Michael Myers. That's, you know, when I was a kid, I thought that's the Michael Myers who was everybody's
really?
Like, Michael Myers is so scary. It was, and it was when he was popular on SNL, and I was like, I had no interest in seeing the movie after that.
No. But anyway, I'm very excited for Halloween. I hope. I just thought to my head, like, man.
It's coming out fast, too. They're getting that done in October.
Baby Driver.
What's that?
Baby Driver.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
Like, oh, you need to go get us masks. And he grabs his Mike Myers mask. It's like, no.
Austin Powers mask.
It's Austin Powers mask.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty awesome.
That's
awesome.
No, the dude in the movie.
He is from the movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, other than that, John Murakami,
explain what Primrose Path is since you can't.
Okay.
It's a path of ease or pleasure and especially sensual pleasure.
So you think
that John Carpenter is leading us down a path of sensual pleasure?
Yes.
That's what you're trying to tell us.
What
here.
I'm saying is that we, as horror fans, want to see another Halloween, a significant...
I don't have any sensual feelings about Michael Myers.
I think you do.
At all. I mean,
you know, don't look at me like that.
I want him to pierce me with it. I don't want him to pierce me with a knife, not the other thing.
I bet you want him to choke you first, too.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But if you ever watch those movies, he dispatches the guys very quickly, mm-hmm. but he takes his time with the women.
Well, yeah. I mean,
obviously,
5 minutes, right?
Are you jealous? That's,
at least, he's just, at least.
All right, listen. Before we get out of here, guys, we got about 5 minutes left. 4 minutes left. Anything else of note that we want to speak of before we get out of here? Anybody
five
watch
minutes,
anything?
You say?
Anybody watch anything?
Anybody see the Black Panther premiere?
I only saw pictures of them in.
I can't believe they're not having the premiere in Wakanda. Like,
look,
what?
I have a real problem. I have a real problem with them, you know, filming in Africa, but not hiring Wakandans to be in the movie.
Wow, that's
it. They didn't film it in Africa at
did
all.
Did you guys ever see the? I forget. There's somebody out there
Man,
that
Spider-Man
that was,
Homecoming
that
was wasn't filmed in New
that
York.
Some journalist would take his offer to
ask Trump about Wakanda
to see what he would say.
Did anybody do it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did.
That was part of his State of the Union speech.
Make Wakanda great again.
Yeah, make Wakanda.
We can't let them have all that vibranium. We need to take that from them.
Yeah,
sounds like something I could use.
Sounds like something I need to get for my wife.
But I only saw the premiere premiere pictures. I guess they were in.
They really went all out.
They did.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty amazing. Mean,
as far as they could.
And to be to the thing
Africa.
Is that it's very much the actual reviews have come out and they say that this is the quote unquote best.
Yes. Okay, but Aaron's right. They say that about every Marvel movie when it comes out.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, oh, for the so
MCU,
good.
It's the best. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
so
because they keep getting
the
better.
Yeah.
So if the best one just happened and this one's better than the
you
last
yourself
best one,
said that Guardians Galaxy 2 wasn't all that.
Look. All I'm saying is they keep getting better. So stop arguing with me, all right?
Yeah, it's like you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet.
That movie's incredible.
Oh my god!
That doesn't prove your point.
I don't think that's incredible.
Age of Ultron was a step back.
I think Age of Ultron was a step sideways. It wasn't back or forward. It was just kind of like
Ultron was probably the first Marvel movie I had a negative experience.
Really?
In. Yeah,
I didn't. That's odd.
Really?
They didn't get the costumes right for Age.
No,
of
they
Ultron.
Did. I mean, the costumes were just fine. It was just a story.
It's because Vision was more purple than red.
Yeah.
I didn't like the shade of red. That's how. I am,
and he didn't have the 70s cloak collar thing.
He wasn't wearing underwear.
I think in Age of Ultron, what was interesting, why I liked it so much, is I thought that the human bits, where they were out of costume, were more compelling than the stuff when they were actually in costume.
For what movie now?
For Age of Ultron.
You're stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
You know when they're sitting.
They got the Scarlet Witch costume.
No,
right?
When they're sitting there and they're talking about, you know, what they have to.
You don't think it was silly that everybody's standing around like regular clothes and Thor's just there in his armor with his cape? That's where you finally start realizing how silly these costumes are.
Yeah, it's true.
When you see everybody dressed normally except Thor.
Well, that's normal for Thor.
Well, yeah, in the world of it, but when you're watching it as a viewer, you're just like, wow, that does look kind of dorky.
Hey, does anybody have any complaining to do about the Captain Marvel costume?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Has that been released yet?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
An official shot
Brie
of him in
Larson
the costume?
On set, and there's a video
of
her in action.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's a creep.
I thought you know, it looks like the other Captain Marvel.
The movie takes place in the 90s, so of course she's sporting Anthony Hardaway Charlotte Hornets colors.
She is! It is weird.
I think that's CGI purposes.
That's what I said too.
It's going to green screen stuff.
I think they're going to change the color.
They're probably going to animate it.
I just think it's weird how much they expand in the history of the Marvel Universe, but when we do Iron Man, we don't have any whisperings of any of those things ever happening.
Huh?
But it was the first movie, so...
No, but you get what I'm saying? Like, if we're doing a Marvel film that's set in the 90s,
yeah,
there's no whisperings of that ever happening when we get to Incredible Hulk or Iron Man 1.
Memory wiped everybody and went to space.
There we go. She used the thing from Men in Black.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The defibrillator or whatever the hell it is?
Neuralizer.
Oh, that's it.
It's a
I thought Dana was right.
Defibrillator.
Earlier!
Yeah. All right. And on that note... We've got to get out of here. It's been another great show with the Nerd Watch. Thank you for joining us for the State of the Nerd Watch address
today.
You're
really upselling this one.
That's right. Make Nerd Watch great again.
Speaking of selling,
like
come by Inner City Romance number 5.
There's Bush on it, y'all.
I'm actually covering it with my hand. You can't see the good parts.
Big shout out to Molly Comics and Collectibles for hosting us each and every week here. Also, you guys can listen to us on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. You guys can like our Facebook
page. We're also on Tinder.
At facebook.com/NerdWatch.
That's just you, Gannon.
Yeah.
I know.
I made one for you, too.
He's on Grindr.
Are we on a group?
Me and Leaker on that one.
He made us a group Grindr.
Did you guys?
I'm going to say that as a duo.
Oh, my God.
We're a package deal.
Also, you guys can donate to the Patreon
page at
patreon.com/TheNerdWatch, Todd.
Give us all the monies.
Patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. I'll be updating that our page as well on Patreon soon.
Says the guy couldn't charge his phone all week.
That's true. That's a good point. Point taken. Fine, I won't do it. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your week. Just want to let you guys know that on video this week, what did we get today? Aaron, you gonna pick him up?
Nothing really, right? Last Flag Flying, new Richard Linklater.
Oh, that's right. Last Flag Flying.
Puppies cartoon.
No,
on
stop.
VHS.
No. But listen, we'll be back next week. Same nerd time.
It's like a.
It's the purest form.
It's like a
same nerd channel. So for Alika,
it's like a Betamax.
For Format, for Todd, for A-Rod,
for Zach Galifianakis,
for Gannon. I, of course, am G Money. So until next week, peace out, much love, and most surely, always stay nerdy. Facebook, stay tuned. We've got more for you coming up. So make sure. So until next time, podcast listeners, we say to you guys, hello.
G between the Portuguese.
I like it.
I like it too.